We kill them. Stryker smiled. I could almost like you.
He stroked his chin thoughtfully as he moved closer.
The only problem is the Gallu can still infiltrate the dreams of anyone they have met.
But our sleep is protected, Zephyra said. With the abilities we possess, we can fight them in that realm.
Even so, they're not as powerful in dreams as the Onoroi,
Jericho added.
Combination of the two, disastrous, even for you. One infected Onoroi or Skotai, and we're toast.
The look on Zephyr's face said that she was adamantly opposed to handing Jared over to them. And Jericho had had enough of her indecisiveness.
Look, I'm through playing with you. We need someone who has actually fought and won against Noir. While I can fight him on my own, I want someone who knows the bastard's weakness. That would be Jared. Now hand him over.
Zephyr arched a taunting brow. Or what? Jericho shot his hands out and released two godbolts that went skittering past her. To her credit, she didn't flinch or even blink. Jericho put his hands down.
Trust me, you don't want to find out.
Stryker curled his lips.
Those tactics don't work here. Fear is not a big motivator for us. You would do well to remember that I, too, am the son of a god and can hurl those bolts right back. However, there is something I want, and that is a green amulet Jaden took from an old woman in New Orleans. I'm sure he still has it. We give you Jared, and you will bring us that amulet.
Every suspicion in Jericho's body hit overdrive.
What does this amulet do?
It's protection. Now why didn't he believe it? Maybe because Stryker didn't seem like the kind of daemon who needed protection from some piece of ancient hokum. Not that it mattered. Promises today, lies tomorrow. If Jericho didn't like what the amulet did, he wouldn't have to bring it here. Nothing said he had to fulfill his part of the bargain. The last time he had kept his word, he had paid dearly for it. Things were different now. He was different now. The most important thing was to get Jared.
Done.
Stryker narrowed his gaze.
Don't fail me. You don't fail me,
Jericho shot back. Tori shook her head. So do we let you two lock horns and butt each other off the mountaintop now? Stryker gave her a hard stare.
I have no idea what Asheron sees in you.
He looked over at his wife.
Let them have Jared.
Zephyra made a loud noise of disagreement. Not have, my love. Borrow. Jared is only on loan.
Fine,
Jericho said.
We'll return him as soon as we finish with him.
You'd better. Otherwise, Stryker and I will feast on your innards, bathe in your blood, and I will use your eyes as earrings. Jericho snorted.
You know, with imagery like that, you should write for Hallmark.
Ash had just returned to his house when he felt something strange in the air. An instant later, Phobos appeared. Alone.
His bad feeling intensified when Delphine didn't return with him.
What happened?
Phobos let out a tired sigh.
We were attacked by Zealous as we gathered the Onoroi.
Ash felt ill at the news. Jericho would have a stroke when he found out his brother had taken the Onoroi.
What?
Phobos raked his hand through his hair.
He was looking for Jericho and instead found us rounding up the others. He took both Delphine and Nike. Apparently Zealous has defected to the dark side. Noir has lost his mind.
No. It's strategic planning on his part. He's wiping out the Pantheon by using its own members. That's what makes him so insidious. With Nike and Delphine, he thinks he's castrated Jericho.
Yeah, well, either way, we're screwed.
How so?
Ash stepped back as Jericho, Tori, and Jared appeared. Tori, he pulled toward him just to feel her there and know that she was safe, especially given everything that was happening. If anything ever happened to her, he'd make Azura and Noir look like teddy bears.
Jericho frowned as he scanned the room and didn't find what he was looking for.
"Where's Delphine?"
Phobos answered before Ash could tell him to soften the blow.
"Your brother took her and Nike."
Ash winced at the god's bluntness, which he could tell by Jericho's expression, went through him like an acid enema. Jericho froze in place as a rage so potent he could taste it built inside him. Never in his existence had he been angrier.
"What?"
Phobos had the good sense to look sheepish. "We were blitzed. Zealous came in and grabbed her before anyone even knew he was there." Unable to bear it, Jericho used his powers to cover his hand in metallic claws. He grabbed Phobos by the shirt and shoved him into the wall so hard he broke the sheetrock.
"You bastard! How could you let him take her? I'll fucking kill you!"
Ash caught him and pulled him back before he could do more damage to Phobos.
"Calm down. They have Delphine."
It took every ounce of willpower he possessed not